I'm Joe Palca. Hurricane Florence arrived on North Carolina's Atlantic coast early Friday, triggering a life-threatening storm surge of floodwater miles inland and tearing apart buildings with strong winds and heavy downpours. Florence has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but forecasters say it's still capable of delivering a lethal punch. Storm chaser Nicholas Isabella.
You know, if some of these forecast models that have been coming out recently verify and they're right, 15, 20 inches of rain on top of 15 foot of storm surge, you know, and it's going to be like that for a few days. We're staying down in Wilmington, and we're expecting to be there for 4 or 5 days, maybe.
FEMA Director Brock Long.
I'm mostly concerned about the people that live in the Back Bay and inland areas that chose not to evacuate or heed warnings. So there's going to be a lot of storm surge flooding back there. And unfortunately, if I understand correctly, high tide is going to hit later today. Which will only increase the amount of flooding that we're currently seeing.
Now, forecasters predict as much as 101 meters of rain for some parts of North Carolina and storm surges as high as 4 meters. Parts of the eastern U.S. can also expect heavy rains from what is left of Florence well into the week. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is being greeted with much criticism with his comment this week that the efforts of his administration last year in Puerto Rico during Hurricane Maria deserved an A+. Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Illinois.
With 3,000 people dead, for the president to say that Puerto Rico was a success, a triumph of his presidency, is simply delusional.
Experts have put the death toll at around 3,000 in Puerto Rico as a result of Hurricane Maria, a statistic President Trump refutes. And Philippine authorities are evacuating thousands of people from the path of what's being called a super typhoon with powerful winds and gusts equivalent to a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo has yet another Ebola outbreak, its 10th since the virus was first identified in 1976. VOA's Carol Pearson reports scientists have made significant medical gains in the past few years, but the country faces huge challenges in getting this outbreak under control.
This latest outbreak of Ebola in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo started in early August. The fatality rate is 70%. But this outbreak is far different from the one that devastated West Africa a few years ago. Dr. Anthony Fauci at the National Institutes of Health points to experimental treatments for those who have Ebola.
We have 5 therapeutics that are available, 3 of which are being used actively.
B cells in our blood fight off infections. 2 of the experimental treatments involve copies of antibodies of the B cells that could fight off the Ebola virus. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
The outbreak is in a conflict zone, so health workers can't get to everyone who needs treatment or vaccine. Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has defended her country against criticism of last week's conviction of 2 Reuters journalists on charges of violating the country's laws. But she added the journalists are not without rights.
So if we believe in the rule of law, they have every right to appeal the judgment and to point out why the judgment is wrong, if they consider it wrong.
The 2 journalists were investigating the massacre of 10 Rohingya Muslims by police and soldiers last year. They were sentenced to 7 years in prison. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has accused Russia of seeking to cover up breaches of U.N. sanctions on North Korea. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Haley's accusations were made after Moscow pushed for changes to be made to an independent report on sanctions. Last month's U.N. Security Council North Korea Sanctions Committee report said Pyongyang has not stopped its nuclear and missile programs and is violating U.N. sanctions on exports. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The rival Koreas, by the way, today opened their first liaison office near their border to facilitate better communication and exchanges. A group of former U.S. national security officials is urging the Trump administration to reconsider a controversial report on the connection between terrorism and immigration. The security officials are saying the report falsely gives the impression that immigrants are responsible for a majority of terrorist attacks in the U.S. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA1, all the hits in